a discussion now of the value of higher education from an unusual perspective. Certainly among the dreams of undocumented immigrants in America is the dream of going to college. That dream, along with the dream of citizenship and belonging to the nation where so many young people have lived most of their lives, those dreams are out of reach in some places in the United States, with aggressive and some would say punitive policies regarding higher education for undocumented immigrants. In Georgia, undocumented immigrants are barred from that state's five most selective public universities. At schools they're allowed to attend, they have to pay out-of-state tuition. University of Georgia professor Bettina Kaplan wanted to find a way to help these students, so she and two other professors founded something they call Freedom University, a free, in a sense clandestine, school that provides classes for undocumented students. Marcella Delgado is one of Professor Kaplan's students at Freedom University. Bettina and Marcella, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, Bettina, what is the mission of Freedom University, and is it really an alternative to studying in-state there in Georgia?
Yes, our mission is to provide college-level classes to students who have been banned by the Board of Regents of the state of Georgia. They do not have access to the five most competitive universities in the state. So what we do is that we offer classes similar to the ones that we offer in our classes in at the University of Georgia.
Can this contribute to college credit for these undocumented immigrant students, or is it more of a symbolic protest that makes you feel good?
Yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't get yet accreditation. We are still working on that process, but it prepares students to go back to school. Most of them were very accomplished high school students. They graduated from high school in the state of Georgia, and they cannot find a venue where to continue with it. So students come to our class just to learn.
So it's an alternative to doing nothing and just wasting those years. Marcella Delgado, you're a student at Freedom University, yes?
Yes, sir.
What are your options, Marcella, as far as what you're going to do after the classes at Freedom University? Because eventually you do need to get a degree.
Definitely. Well, the professors are actually helping us find other universities and find ways to scholarships. So they are very, very helpful with that. I do plan on continuing my education in the future.
Bettina, what would you tell the Board of Regents if I was one of them on the phone speaking with you? And what have officials at the university and in the higher education system said about this Freedom University idea?
Well, I would tell them what we've been telling them all the time, that this measure, it's not based on anything that would make sense. The Board of Regents, before placing the ban, did a self-study, and they found out that there were like 500 undocumented people in taking classes in the university system, and all of them, except for one person, were paying out-of-state tuition. So there's not a real reason to have, there's not an economic reason to have this ban placed. So that shows how unfair the situation is.
Does anyone care that you're doing this? Are you worried that you might lose your job?
So far, we did not have any negative repercussion. The Speaker of the Board of Regents has declared to the press once that as long as we do this in our free time and it doesn't interfere with our jobs within the university system, we can do with our time whatever we want.
So, Marcella, what do you want to get out of this experience? And what do you think it gives you that you wouldn't be getting? Maybe you should just move to another state.
Well, it's given me the opportunity to learn. It's also given me, it also proves that there are people here in Georgia that do care about the students unconditionally. I grew up here in Georgia. I went to school here. I did a lot of community service. I did so much for my community that I do feel that I deserve to be here. moving to another state might be a possibility later in the future. I don't plan on doing that now. But like I said, Freedom University has given me so much already. I graduated in 2007 from high school, and I didn't go to school for 5 years. So going back to school was, going back to Freedom University was a really big step for me. I was very excited to get back to writing papers, to get back on sharing my ideas.
What's your major there, Maricela?
Well, I don't have a major. I'm just learning.
Okay, just to clarify this, we so far we had offered one class last year. This year we have offered two classes, and we will offer two more classes. We do not have the structure of a real university, and we hope we never have it. We hope that this just helped to bring awareness to the community. And
no, Bettina, I totally understand that. I guess my question for Maricela is, in your dreams, and it is at this point a dream, what's your major?
Well, my major, I guess, as my dream, is just to be a successful person. Now, things have changed, you know, since I was in school. I really wanted to be a registered nurse when I was in school. And I took a course in high school, and I got certified as a nursing assistant. You know, I passed all my clinicals, I passed the state exams, but because I lacked a social security number, I was not able to get it. So all my dreams kind of vanished because I was planning on being a nursing assistant and paying my university to become an RN in the future. So all of that went away. I plan on becoming a translator in the future or opening up a business. I don't know exactly yet, but I do want to further my education.
All right. Well, Maricela, we wish you the best of luck. Bettina Kaplan, I admire your workaround here, starting this Freedom University along with some other professors. But I'm wondering, thinking about my experience back in the 60s, maybe you professors should get together and just shut the place down until they do something to stop discriminating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm a rabble-rouser, but you know what I mean?
That's always an option.
All right. Well, Bettina Kaplan is a founder of Freedom University, also associate professor of Spanish at the University of Georgia, which doesn't allow undocumented immigrants to go to school at the University of Georgia without paying out-of-state or international tuition. It's a decision of the Board of Regents. We also spoke with Maricela Delgado, who's a student at Freedom University. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.